Okay, we are on Hilchot Kriyat Shema, Siman Ayin Dalet, Si'if Aleph. Haya Yashen Aron Betalito. So one is sleeping, he's naked, under his blanket. Tzarich Lachotz Batalit Al Libo V'Azikra. If you're going to read without any clothing on, you have to make sure you press the blanket over your heart. Because if you just have the blanket, it could be covering your whole body, but libo roe et erva. You can't have a completely straight channel for your heart that sees. Now, it's a little bit symbolic, but it's certainly also halachic. Obviously, the heart's not on the outside of your chest; it's on the inside of the chest. But that's. But we view it as, you know, imagine it's on the top of your chest, and what you need to do is just have some amount of pressure. You don't have to press tightly. Don't cut off your circulation. But there just needs to be a little bit of pressure. Very little. So that there's so it's a disconnect between the libo and the erva. Mishum de libo roe ta erva asur. And that's not allowed. Haga. V'uadin im libo roe ervat chavero asur. Obviously, also, if your heart is looking at someone else's erva, that's also not okay. And kol shekein einayim, if your eyes can see erva, as we will get to, that for sure is a not allowed. Okay. Yeah, what's interesting also is if you're sleeping and something is covering you within 10 tfachim, it could be considered a cover, so that your libo doesn't see the erva per se, but you still need a hefsek. It's a little bit, in order for there to be a proper hefsek or not libo roe et erva, you have to have both. The erva has to be covered, or the heart has to be covered. I mean, the erva has to be covered for other reasons, but the number one, it has to physically be covered. Now, it doesn't have to be touching. It could even be several inches apart. That's not a problem. But there also has to be some kind of minimal pressure, a belt or pressing with your hand very gently over the garment. So there is also a separate disconnect, not just being covered, but also a disconnect, a separation between your chest and the erva. So it's two parts to keep in mind. Okay, Si'if Bet. Harochetz arom b'mayim, tzlulim, verotze lishtot. You're inside a pool or a mikvah and you're naked and you want to drink. What do you do? Yechase bebeged mimata lelibo. You have to have some kind of whether a bathing suit or a beged below so that the erva is covered. Kadei shelo yelibo ra'et erva kishiyavarech, so that it can't be seen. And the water itself can act as the separation, right? There's two things to keep in mind. There has to be a separation and there has to be covered. So it could be covered just below, and to prevent the libo roet erva, you can have the water line between libo and erva. So you can have your erva below and covered, and your heart, your chest, can be above the water line. V'davka bebeged aval b'yadayim lo have kisoy. Covering your erva with your hands is not sufficient. It has to be a beged, haga, or we will see more. Same thing, to put your hands, your bare hands over your head, it's not, if it's the same person, that's not sufficient. What if the water is dirty? It's muddy, it's very sandy, and you can't really see. So then, or it's very sandy. Then, even though you don't have a bathing suit on, then you can read while you're inside, right? As long as your heart is out of the water. And this is assuming there's not a bad smell. Because if there's a bad smell from the water, then that's also not okay. Oh, redefine exactly how I said it, but he says, if you're completely inside the water, even your heart, because it's dirty, then it's okay. But im ein libo b'toch ha-mayim, if your heart is outside, above the water line, rak lamala min ha-mayim, then it's okay, even if the water is clear. So, okay, we'll correction there. Gimel. Im ha'adam mechabek gufo bizrotav. Let's say you are a hug, you're using your arm to hug or to press gently on your stomach. Da'inin alei kehafseka. That itself is considered a hefsek. Again, so there is two parts. There's the hefsek and it has to be covered. Okay, dalet. Yesh mi she'omer she'anashim yecholot levarech litpalel kesheh'en levushot echaluk av opi she'enan mafsikot lamata mehalev. Some say for women, they're allowed to make a bracha if they're dressed, even though there's no kind of pressure or any kind of a belt or hefsek in between their hearts, because the positioning is different. Of the men's erva is more, it sticks out a little bit, and women, it's more inside. Haga, v'im hein arumot, and if they are not wearing any clothing, sarich shetehe erva shelehen tuchot bakarka o sheyoshvot al sha'ar devar. He says, but they have to be in a position where it's a little more hidden or covered up, sitting down or in dirt. Da'az in liban ra'e erva shelehen, ma she'en kein ba'ish. Okay, let's go on to hey. Sha'ar evarav ro'in et erva. Mutar. Now, other body parts are allowed to see the erva. It's only the heart that's not allowed to see it. Aval im eze me'erav no'geya ben be'ervato ben be'ervat chavero. Asur likrot kriyat shema o lehitpalel. Your other body parts cannot be touching. The erva, but right, whether it's yours or someone else. Right, that's for nagia. It's allowed to see it, other body parts, but it cannot be touching. Okay, let's just continue. V'yarchutav sheha erva shochevet alehen. And the hips, if the erva is resting on it, sarich lehafsikan bebeged. You have to make a hefsek with a beged. O leharchikan beinyan shelo yiga hagid behen. Or to separate them, to at least make sure that at least the gid, the main aver, is not, of the man, is not touching his thigh. So there is a discussion, I'll get into too much detail, but as far as which undergarments or underwear is preferable for men, some of them are more tight, and it actually makes a better hefsek between one's gid and his thighs. The downside is it also holds everything closer to the body and keeps it warmer. So that might be an isur also. That's a discussion. But boxers, which are a lot looser, it's depending how you're sitting or how you are, it's more open, so it's easier for the ghee to be touching the thigh. Just something to me'ayanbo. Okay, let's see, anything else? The main issue is, if it's touching body parts, it can be to lead to hirhur. That's the main issue. And it's only the ghee, not the sac or the scrotum. If it touches the body part, the thigh, that's not a problem. Okay. But the Avid, you're Yotze if you said it. But that's okay. Vav. Haita talito chagura al motnav lechasoto mi motnav ulamata. So you have a belt, or you have a talit, or clothing, and it's tight around. Afopi shemi motnav ulamala hu arom. Even if you're not wearing a shirt, you're naked above the waist. Mutar likrot kriyat shema. You're allowed to read kriyat shema. That's not a problem, because the heart is visible to your eyes, but it's not visible to the erva. The heart can't see the erva. Avalid pelel asura chiechaselibo. But to daven, it's not an issue of erva. It's an issue of proper decorum, proper dress, davening in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's not allowed. Okay, we're moving to ayin hey. Seif aleph. Tefach megule biisha bimkom shedarka lechasoto. If you have a tefach, right, 8 centimeters, let's say, of nakedness, of what's normally covered from a woman, any body part that's normally covered, afilu yishto, even if it's his wife, asur likrot kriyat shema kenegda. You're not allowed to look at it while you're reading kriyat shema or saying Hashem's name, brachot, v'chule. Right, this could be depending on the minhag of the makom, anything related to the, I guess, parts, you know, the hands or parts of the hands, certainly the feet, certainly their face. These are parts that are definitely not erva, except it's just if they're extra machmer. But if it's areas of the body that are, you know, considered objectively erva, so then it doesn't matter what the custom is. If it's objective erva, then that's not allowed. Okay. Haga v'yesh omrim davka b'ishto. And some say only by a woman. Aval b'isha acheret afilu pachot mitefach havei erva. So a wife gets a tefach, but for someone else, even if it's less than a tefach, if it's normally covered and considered on some level, whether it's minhag or not, but it's considered on some level erva, so then another woman, you're not allowed to read in front of her. Okay, and there is a discussion, what happens if you read in front of these ervas? So a general rule, there is discussion exactly on the poskim, but a general rule is if the erva is on an erva de'araisa level and you read it while seeing it, then you have to repeat. If it's only in an erva on a derabanan level, so then it's a machloket. And if you didn't have kavana to be, you didn't have kavana to enjoy by looking at it, so then probably, I think, the more common opinion is you do not have to repeat, and for a bracha derabanan, then you would not repeat. Because it could be a chashash bracha levatala. Okay. And obviously, looking at any part of a woman's body in order to get any benefit, even perhaps her beged, if the purpose is to derive benefit and enjoy, then that already is an isur. So we're talking about. This siman is primarily discussing, is it erva or not erva? Can you say the bracha or not? This siman is not really focused on the halachot of what a woman needs to do. We're about to get into covering hair. So this siman is not primarily dealing with, does she have to cover her hair? Obviously, we see she does, but what the level of chiyuv is, does she have to cover it in her house or only outside of the house? That's another discussion. So in the house, it's going to be, we're going to see, well, I already mentioned it, but by hair, we're going to see that obviously if it's erva, then you cannot, it doesn't matter if you're indoors or outdoors, you can't read in front of hair that's normally covered, or the hair that's erva. But is a woman obligated to cover her own hair while she's in her own house? So that's a discussion and a machloket. But again, just to point out that this siman is focused on us being able to say Kriyat Shema and Brachot, and in Ebenezer is more focused on what, you know, the Isurim, the Hilchot Tzniut for a woman to wear or for a man to be looking. Okay, but obviously they're very much related. Okay, let's just finish Sif Aleph. V'nira medivi harosh tetevach b'isha erva afilu the isha acheret. And the Rosh says, even Raksha be'atzmi yachol likrot afal pi shehi aruma. So there's a discussion, what about a woman if she's allowed to, if there's some erva of a tefach, if she has to be machmer for a woman to herself, for a woman to a woman. So the Rosh is machmer, the Rashba is mekel, and many achronim follow the Rashba that actually it's a woman doesn't have to be so strict with all these. We're not talking about the main erva mamish, but these other body parts of just a tefach, let's say an arm or different areas like that. Okay, bet. Se'ar shel isha shedarka lechasoto asur likrot kenegda. So a woman who normally covers her hair, she's married or engaged, but halachically engaged, so then she's supposed to cover her hair. So then you're not allowed to read it in front of her. Haga, afil ishto, even if it's his wife. Aval betulot shedarkan leilech perua tarosh mutar. But single girls, they walk around without covering their hair. So for those, you're allowed to. Okay? And there's a discussion, machloket, what happens if a married woman, she never covers her hair. That's her derech. So it's a machloket if she has the, if it's considered erva or not, because she never does it, but she's a prutzot, and halachically she needs to cover. So that's a machloket. Okay. Haga. And he also, the Rama continues, and it's also mutter to say in front of a woman who covers all of her hair, but she's got a few strands that are sticking out. Whether that's allowed or not, separate discussion, but she has some hair that sticks out the side, that's not considered erva, and you're allowed to say, you're allowed to daven in front of her. V'kol shekein se'ar nochrit. The Rama says, certainly a wig is okay. No, separate discussion. Some hold wigs are never okay, but that's a separate issue. Afilu darka lechasot. Even if she normally covers her hair with some kind of a beged, but today she's wearing a wig, so that's also okay because it's a wig. It's and it's covered. Okay. Siv Gimel. Yesh lizeher mishmiat kol zemer isha bishat kriyat shema. One must be very careful not to hear a woman singing when saying Kriyat Shema. Okay, this certainly applies to any woman who's an erva, which means one who's married, karov, someone, or even nowadays in general, all single ladies who are, we assume that they're all nidot and have not gone to the mikvah. So once they're 12 years old, it's the same. It's the same erva. It's evanida. Haga v'afilu b'ishto. Even of your wife, when you're saying Kriyat Shema, aval kol haragil bo eino erva. But if it's a sound that you're always used to hearing, it's not an erva. I do not totally understand this Rama, when it's allowed. So we'll leave it at that. But okay. So, listening to a woman singing, and even just speaking, if you're having kavana to enjoy listening to the woman's voice, that is also asur. Okay? Okay. And they say, b'di'evit, if you heard a woman's voice, or erva v'katan, since it's derabanan, you don't have to repeat, which we're about to get to. Okay. Hey. Erva ba'ashishit vireota derech dafnotea. Let's say there's erva. No, I skipped. Dalit. Asur likrot keneged erva. One is not allowed to read Kriyat Shema when one faces erva. Afilo shel oved gilulim, even a non-Jew. V'chen keneged ervat katan asur. And also an erva of a katan. That's that'd be the Rabbanan, but also an erva of a katan. Some say it's mutter if the katan is young, too young to have relations. And that's the halacha. Right? So a katan for a boy for this is 9, and a katana for a girl is 3. Okay. Hey. Erva ba'ashishit v're'eota derech dafnotea. Let's say there's someone who's not dressed, and you can see them through a window, through glass. Asur, it could be a wall, but it's a window. You can see right through it. Or a very thin fabric, and you can see right through, very sheer. Asur likrot kenegda, you're not allowed to. Dichti velo yir'e b'cha erva davar v'ha mitchazya. As the pasuk says, you're not allowed to see erva. So there, and you could see it. So it's dependent upon if you can see it or not.
It says kenegda. Theory could be
connected
as well.
It's erva. Yeah, for sure. It doesn't apply any erva, men or females. Correct. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Now vav. Haita erva kenegdo. Vehechzir panav mimena. Now you have erva in front of you, and you want to say kriyat shema or bracha. So it's right in front of you, and you turn around. No problem. It's okay if it's behind you. O sheatsam einav, or you're looking right, you're facing right at it, but you close your eyes. Oh, shehu belaila, or you're facing at it, your eyes are open, and it's pitch black outside. Or a person is blind and can't see it. Mutar likrot. The Shulchan Aruch Baskins, you're allowed to read or say Kriyat Shema or Brachot right in front of it. Because it's all based on can you see it or not. And if you can't see it, doesn't matter what the reason is, you can't see it. So if one is officiating at a wedding, I mean, this happens all the time when people have guests over, some guests over. So, but, or, you know, you're supposed to face the kala and the bride, and but you want to say the bracha, and what if they're not dressed appropriately? So sometimes that can be, you know, figure out a solution ahead of time. But otherwise, if one gets stuck, so some paskin, all you have to do is close your eyes. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Close your eyes, not a problem. Many, in particular, Ashkenazi Achronim, they say closing eyes is not enough. They don't follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And they say one must completely turn around. It's not enough even just to turn your head away. You have to completely turn around. So there are going to be different opinions. What's the best way to deal with certain situations? If closing eyes is enough, or you know, holding up something, or turning around. Sometimes turning around doesn't help. Doesn't matter what direction you turn, there's always going to be priests looking down. So, okay, just something to think about. Okay, we are on Ayin Vav now. Siman Ayin Vav. Si'if Aleph. Tzoa ba'shishit mutar likrot kenegda. Now, similar, tzoa, because v'ya mechanecha kadosh, you have to pray in a holy place. Has to be clean from tzoa. This is not erva, but some similar dinim. If you can see it, also if it's in front of you and you can see it or smell it, you can't say kriyat shma psukim. However, afal pi shoreta derech dafnoteha. But what if it's covered up in glass? You put a jar over it. You see it through a window. So here it's okay. By erva we said it's not. By tzoa it is okay. Excrement. Why? Mishum debikisui tala rachmana. Because it's not dependent upon you seeing it, it's dependent upon it being covered. Also, we'll see a smell is also a problem. But that's the main criteria when we're talking about for a window. Yichli v'chisita et se'atecha. You have to cover up the excrement. V'ha mitkasya. And here it's covered. Okay. Bet. Soa baguma. What if you have soa in a little pit and a little hole, but you can still see it? So what do? Maniach sandalo alea vekore. You cover it with your foot, with your shoe, really. You have a shoe, you put your foot over it, over the hole. Dechashiva kemechuse. And that's considered covered. Vekevan she'en reach ra magia lo mutar. So as long as you don't smell it, not a problem. But, vehu shelo yehe sandalo no geaba. But you can't be touching it, right? It has to be a little bit in the hole. You don't want to be touching it because you can't have tsoa on your clothing. So that's okay. And if you do end up with tzoa on your clothing, you got to make sure you scrape it off before. Gimel, he'eviru tzoa lefanav, asur likrot kenegda. If there's tzoa passing in front of you, you're not allowed to read or say a bracha in front of it. Ufi chazir, ketzoa over adami, and the mouth of a chazir has the din of tzoa, afilo ole minahar ena rachitza mo'elet lo, even though it just came out of the river. It just got you took it nowadays to one of these barbers for animals. Still, that the din of the mouth of a chazir has the din of tzoa, the havi kegeref shel re'i, because it has a din of a container of excrement. We will get to that shortly, that a container of excrement, since it's miyuchad for it, it sits in it, it absorbs in it, then it has, so therefore, even when it's empty, one cannot say a bracha while looking at it. And the mouth of a chazir, of a pig, is always, apparently it always has its mouth touching, or very common, it has its mouth with tzoa inside of it or around it. So because it's so common, it has a din, as if even when it's clean, it still has that same din, because that's the kviut, that's the status of the mouth of a chazir. And it obviously is just particular to the chazir. There is a discussion, what about if it's if it's far away from you, kamale einav, so then, so it's a mach. So if it's doesn't matter if it's stationary or moving, Shulchan Aruch writes it's tzoa and you can't say in front of it. But according to the some achronim, only if it's within dalet amot, it's a problem if it's moving. So that's a possible heter in some cases. Okay, dalet. What if it's on your skin, but it's covered up? Or you put your hand inside a Beit Kise Kavua. Again, may not be our bathrooms. But you cannot smell. As Yesh Matirim Likrot V'Yesh Osrin. So if your hand is just inside a Beit Kise Kavua, and if you go to some campsites, and it's really, the tzoa is always just sitting there in a hole. So that's a for sure Beit Kisei Kavua. So if your hand is in there, but you can't smell from where you are, so that's a machloket. And same too, if it's on your, if it's on you, but it's completely covered. V'yesh omrim. I would say yesh matirin likrot v'yesh osrin. Now next, v'yesh omrim shelo yitir amatir b'tzoa al besaro. When is it allowed, even though it's covered on you, and it's touching your skin? That's a rare circumstance that only if it's like inside your armpit, if it's in a part of your body which is normally covered. So then it's okay if it's touching your skin and it's covered. But one should always try and be like the Machmer opinion. Unless it's onus, but one should always try. Even any time you have any tzoa touching your body anywhere, there's nothing you can do. Even if you cover it up, you have to wash it off before you say Kriyat Shema or a bracha. The Sheikh Vadzera al Bisaro, and a semen that comes out from the man, dino ketzoa. It has the same din as tzoa, so if it's stuck onto you, you have to make sure you wash it off before you say brachot. Hey. Tzoa befitabat afilihi mechusa asur likra ledivrei hakol. If you have tzoa that's around your anus, around the pitabat, so then you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema. That's according to everybody. It doesn't matter if it's visible just when you're sitting or standing, one of them. If it's on the outside, it's aser. Now obviously, if it's on the inside, it's 100% mutter. One does not need to clean inside at all. Or reach inside to clean in inside it. All one's anus. It's only if it's if it's clearly on the outside. That's when it's a problem. Okay. Vav ha'elafanav me'at so yachol avatla barok shiarok ba v'yikra kenegda. If you have a little bit, little smudge, a little bit in front of you, v'hu she'e arok ave, you can just spit on top of it and it'll cover it up, and that's okay. So certainly, if it's a mucusy, that's a good enough cover for a drop, drop of soa that's in front of you. It needs to be thick. I'm not sure if it's thin, clear saliva or water, that's not enough. And if unclear if you can get a thick, clear saliva, that would be good enough. It's mucus for sure. Ve'ena bitul moel elefi sha'a, and this only helps for a very little bit, limited amount of time. So then read right away. But if you start waiting and it starts to get absorbed and you can see it again and it's there, so then that's not enough. That's not allowed. Okay, we'll stop here.